Okay, this is Sabor Latino AM 540. My name is Tina Elmer-Green, and we are backstage at Bethesda Church in Chicago, Illinois, with the one and only Julissa. She's one of the most hottest Latina Christian singers right now, and has been for quite some time. I'm sure a lot of you listeners have already heard a lot of her things. So we'd like to just take a few minutes of her time and say thank you so much. That was a wonderful concert. We really appreciate everything.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd like to send my regards to all of
Milwaukee,
the special people who listen out in Milwaukee. It's really an honor and a privilege. Quiero mandar un saludo caluroso a toda la gente linda que escucha Sabor Latino.
All right, and we have Deanna Nieves. She's our vice president for the Latin Christian Music Fest.
Hey.
She's going to translate for all of our listeners that don't know English, and we're going to do a little bit of bilingual. Who has influenced you to be the person Julissa or Julissa has grown to be?
After God, right? I would say my parents. Well, there's a couple people who influenced my life. First and foremost, both of my parents, I believe. They played a major role in my path, yes, my life. They instructed me, they taught me my values, my morals, they taught me to love God more than anything in this world, so I would really have to say them. And my spiritual parents, who were my pastors when I lived here in Chicago, Angel and Ruth Mercado, they were just two special people in my life, and they adopted me as their spiritual child, and literally I was like another child that they had. I'd go everywhere they went, and they taught me a lot spiritually. So I would say those four people have really influenced my life. My parents and my spiritual parents.
Some only have one, some have two, you have four, so you're pretty blessed.
Definitely. Hermano, Dios le bendiga, habla Diani. Acaba Julissa de contarnos que las personas que han influenciado su vida han sido sus padres y sus pastores, que han podido influenciarla de una manera que ella se mantuviera enfocada en los caminos del Señor. Ella comparte que la influenciaron desde una edad temprana en la palabra, en toda su vida, en su desarrollo como persona. Y ella dice que estas cuatro personas son las que realmente la han moldado a ser la Julissa que ella es hoy en día.
Was it in your plan to have three kids?
No.
No?
Tell us about that.
I always plan to have two. I always told my husband, I think two is a good number. I want a boy and I want a girl. One. God gave me my boy, and God gave me my girl, and when my daughter was 5 months, I was pregnant again.
Oh, you're kidding.
And at first I thought my world was going to end, because it was so soon. But God knows all things, and the Bible says that His ways are higher than our ways, and His plans are higher than our plans. So I got a beautiful 7-month-old baby boy. He's just adorable. His name is Jaden, and my firstborn is John Michael. My daughter is Alira, and then I have Jaden. So that's the story of my three kids.
Wow. Julissa nos cuenta que en sus planes ella solamente tenía en mente tener dos hijos, o sea, la parejita, el varón y la mujer. Pero resulta que cuando su hija tenía 5 meses, el Señor le dio la sorpresa de tener nuevamente otro embarazo, otro niño. Tiene un total de 3 hijos, 2 varones, una mujer. Y ella dice, nosotros no conocemos los planes del Señor, pero sus pensamientos son más alto, más arriba de los nuestros, y Él sabe todas las cosas.
Do you think it was the will of God to marry Mickey, your music producer?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. As a young person, I gave my all to Christ, and I always told God in my prayers, take care of the man that you have for me. I'm going to keep myself for you and save myself for you, God, and I just want you to keep that person, that special someone that you have for me. And when I met my husband, we were working on a project, on a recording project. I sang with a local group here in Chicago. And I flew out to Puerto Rico to record this album. And we met, and when I met him, I just just talking to him, there was just something about him that really caught my attention, and there was, I wouldn't say there was something that just happened in the physical, but something that happened even within me spiritually, and I just knew that this was the guy.
Oh, wow. We wish that for every girl, right?
Totally.
Hermanos, Julissa nos cuenta que ella sí sabe que fue la voluntad del Señor cuando ella conoció a Mike Rivera, como apodo lo llaman Mickey, que cuando ella lo conoció, ella supo que ese era la persona que ella había estado orando por tanto tiempo, porque ella siempre le pedía al Señor en sus oraciones que el Señor cuidara a esa persona como ella también se estaba cuidando y reservando para esa persona con la cual ella quería juntar su vida entera. Y además ella dice que cuando conoció a su esposo, quien es su esposo, Mike Rivera, ella estuvo con la agrupación Generación Escogida, fue para Puerto Rico, ahí se encontraron y hubo más que una química física, sino también hubo química espiritual, esa conexión. Y ella dice que en ese momento, ella supo en ese momento que él era la persona que el Señor había guardado para ella.
Did she get everything?
Perfect. She's an awesome translator. I'm going to take you with me.
She's the girl, right? So, okay, how do you feel to have worked with so many legends?
Honored. I never would have thought, I never just thought I would be where I'm at today and that I would get to meet so many people and work with so many people. I feel really privileged. I feel like the teacher's pet.
No.
You know how
nothing wrong with that.
You're in school and you're not to say that you're the teacher's favorite one, but just the teacher picks you and just, you know, you know that there's certain favor, and well, that's how I feel with God.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Julissa nos dice en término en español que se siente como la consentida de Dios, o sea, la bendecida, la favorita en la clase, la consentida. Ella dice que se siente privilegiada, se siente totalmente bendecida de poder trabajar con tantas personas que son leyendas como Samuel Hernández, Luis Santiago, René González, y es solamente nombrando uno de los pocos de las leyendas con las cuales ella ha trabajado o ha hecho duetos con, y como dijo, ella sí se siente como la consentida de Dios, se siente bendecida. Praise God.
Absolutely. And then we have a girly question. How do you pamper yourself?
Oh, I like to take care
of
myself.
Give us the dirt.
Yeah, how do you treat yourself?
I like to do my getaways, and I have a spa that's close to my house.
There
and
you
whenever
go.
I have the chance
there
to
go
and I get my facials and my hands and my feet done.
There you
and,
go.
And, you know, not too long ago, about a month ago, I was in Laredo, Texas, and I went to go sing at a women's convention. Well, it just so happened that the pastor of the church, his wife has owns a spa.
Ah,
when I got there, the first thing they told me,
convenient.
Do you want to do a spa day? They said,
ooh,
ask a woman that twice.
Yes.
So I spent an entire day getting I felt like Queen Esther, getting massages and oils put on my arms and legs. And
did you get the robes and the slipper and
oh, everything. They put my feet in these little cute slippers.
Yeah.
And they
wow.
did the robes, the massage, the facial, the hands, the feet. I'm telling you, I felt like Queen Esther.
Yeah.
The queen.
Wow. Praise God.
Exactly,
wow.
Exactly.
Le preguntamos, hermanos, para que ustedes que nos están escuchando, cómo ella, cuando está sola, cómo ella como persona se how do you say pamper? Se anima. Y ella nos cuenta y nos dice que además de ella escaparse a viajar, a ella le gusta disfrutar como del salón de belleza, que le hagan sus uñas, el de las manos, de los pies, que cuiden su rostro. Y ella nos compartió, hermanos que nos están escuchando, que ella fue para una conferencia de mujeres y la pastora era dueña de un spa, y ella nos dice que ella se sintió mientras la estaban cuidando, haciéndole de todo, haciéndola sentir como la reina Esther, y ella totalmente lo disfruta ser cuidada y mimada de esa manera.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, no, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're going to work on bringing you for our Christian Day next year in September.
I would love to. I would love to.
Have you been to Milwaukee?
Yes, I have.
You have.
It's been quite some time, but I have been. Well, I was a teenager the last time I went to Milwaukee.
Okay. So not as a singer?
Wow. I went with the group actually when I wasn't married or anything.
Okay.
So it's been a while. Oh,
first time solo then.
First time solo.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.